As you can hear the noise in the back, that's my little granddaughter, the youngest one of them. And this child came into this world without speaking any language. No babies speak any language. You can take a Chinese baby and bring it to your house, and 10 years later it's going to be, "What's up, y'all? Are you with me?" Amen. Or, "How y'all doing? We are from the good old South, all the way down from Alabama." A Chinese child can speak like that? Yeah. Why? Because that child is going to learn to speak what is spoken around the child. This young child has been hearing some Hebrew words, and now sometimes she looks at her dad and she goes, "Abba." She already knows that that is Abba. And when she sees her dad, she calls him Abba. And when she sees me, sometimes she'll call me Saba. Why? Because she has been hearing. So she knows that Abba is daddy, and now she knows that Saba is granddaddy. You're still with me here so far, right? The language of faith is something that you're supposed to develop. This is why you're supposed to be in church all the time, whenever we have services. This is why that the Ravens game can wait, if you do have to watch it. Which I think is kind of dumb. You see a bunch of men run after each other and tackling, breaking each other down. Or whatever. It can wait. We're supposed to be on the house of God to learn to speak the language of faith. Why is it so important? So what's the title, preacher? The language of faith. When you are around people that are speaking the language of faith, you learn to speak the language of faith, then you start speaking faith, and then faith starts working, and then you get healed, and then you get blessed. Why do I have to speak the language of faith? Because it's wise, it's smarter, and much better to you and anyone. For starters, the Bible says that God will answer your prayer quicker when you start using the language of faith. Brother Harry, give me Isaiah 43:26. Either the King James or the New King James, it doesn't matter. The language of faith has the power to change things around you. I showed you earlier that you shall declare a thing. Isn't that right? And it shall be established. When you go to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26, there is another powerful promise for each one who decides to embrace the language of faith. Read it with me. "Put me in remembrance. Let's contend together." How do I put God into remembrance? By speaking the words that He has already spoken. When I was dead and I was in heaven for 8 hours, my wife Marcia and Sister Gwen kept shooting heaven, bombarding heaven with Bible verses. "Lord, you said on your word that whenever two of us agree on earth, you agree on heaven." We went, Brother Paul, back. And my wife screamed, "And I'm not going to raise 4 kids by myself. So in the name of Jesus, we agree he has to come back." 8 hours later, I'm having quite a time with Jesus. He said, "You got to go back." I said, "Oh, no, 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 no. It's all right. I mean, if you don't have a place for me, anywhere here is good. I mean, I'm in heaven for goodness sake." He says, "I've got to honor my word above my name. Your wife and Sister Gwen are putting me in remembrance of my word." You got to go. Your time is not yet, but when your time comes, you shall be gathered to your fathers. All right? The fellow who brought me in, the angel who brought me, took me by the hand, and we are walking, and I see a room in there. And I saw legs, arms, hands, fingers, heart, liver, kidneys. Then I what is this? I asked the guy. He said, it's a body parts. It's a room full of parts. In heaven. Yeah. Why? That's for the church, but they don't ask for it. Really? Let's go. And we went through that little door, and we dropped into the air. And he was holding my hand. 8 hours after I was pronounced dead by the doctors at the Suriname General Hospital, they sent the carcass home to be buried. That little woman that leads you all in prayer here brought me back. I was mad at her when I opened my eyes. And she says, he must be crazy. If you think I'm going to raise 4 little kids by myself, come on, get real. There is power when you put on the language of faith. Put me in remembrance and let us contend together. Now show me what you're made of. Remind me of my word. Say something that I have said before. State your case so I can bless you. And the problem that we have in our days is that the people don't know the language of faith. They don't know the word of God. They cannot contend with God because they don't know what to say. All that they know to say, the doctor said I have diabetes. You're not stating your case that you have diabetes. He already knows. He's expecting you to put him in remembrance of his word. State your case. Huh? Let's talk. Let's contend together. So you can be acquitted. You can be healed. Are you with me here so far? So what you're saying? Instead of repeating what the doctor says, I'm going to tell God, you said in your word that by Jesus' stripes I am healed. That's 1 Peter 2:24. You said on your word on Exodus 15:26 that you are the God who heals me. And I'm bringing it to your remembrance. Amen. Then God can take from this boy know his book. And healing can start taking place. Are you still with me? The greatest problem against the church today, and that we barely knows how to speak the language of faith. Instead of speaking the language of faith, we are talking all the garbage that the doctor says. Now, hear me good here. I don't have anything against doctors. They went to school to study about our flesh. And sometimes they can be of use. But you know what? This is not what we're looking at. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 2, that the language that you use can be a weapon against you. Listen to Proverbs 6, 2. Well, let's read it. You are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. Our problem is that many times, instead of agreeing with God and speaking the word of God, we will be talking what the doctor says. Or what the neighbor says. You go to the neighbor, what happened? I don't know. I have a pain here on the back of my head and it's going all through my head. Or you're going to have a concussion. And oh my God, I got a concussion. You're ensnared by your own words. Now, are you going to go to God and say, Lord, please heal me from this concussion? God is going to turn his back and walk away. Because God wants you and I to put him in remembrance of His word. Come on, state your case. Talk to me. God doesn't want you to talk about you think what you have or what the doctor says with what you have. God wants you to bring back to Him His word. Why? Because your words can snare you, can kill you. But when you bring God's word back to Him, things will change. Watch this. Psalm 119, verse 8, 9 tells you why you and I should always bring God's word back to Him. 119:89. Listen to this. Instead of declaring what the doctor says, we're going to agree with God. Listen to this. How long? Forever. Oh, Lord. Okay, third graders, do better than this, will you? Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. When your prayers are shut towards heaven, and your prayers are the word of God, the words of God, that very word that you're praying is already settled in heaven. So He has to answer your prayers. Now, the New Living Translation makes it better. Watch this. Your eternal word, O Lord, stands firm in heaven. Therefore, we've got to put Him in remembrance, not of what the doctor says, but in remembrance of His eternal word. Why? His eternal word stands firm in heaven. Are we together so far? Well, preacher, I'm still feeling sick. What should I say? Shame on you. You should know what to say. If you were to read your Bible, you should know what to say. I'm going to give you a break. Jeremiah 33:6. Let's go to the New King James. Jeremiah 33:6. Are you still feeling sick, desperate, in a tough situation that you just can't work your way out? What do I do? Pray. What do I pray? Read it with me. Behold, I will bring health. Did you get it? So, you're feeling sick? Yeah. Lord, you said in your word, I will bring health and healing. I'm looking for my health and my healing. You said that in Jeremiah 33:6. And you also said that you will heal us and reveal to us the abundance of peace and truth. So I'm making you mindful of your word. Are you with me here? It is the language of faith. Say amen. Amen. Well, I'm praying, John, I'm praying that, but it's still not working. Give them, Brother Harry, Exodus 23:25. You should mark that on your Bible so when you forget, you can run back to it and pray that word back to God right away so that the answers from your prayer can come. Watch this. Well, let's read it together. So, you shall serve the Lord your God, and He will bless and... Say amen. If you are serving God, if you are walking in God's presence, here's the promise. He will bless your bread and your water. I told my congregation so many times, I will never pray for food. Did anybody hear what I said?
Amen.
I will never pray for food, and I will never feed on burgers or pizza. Or that junk that they make out there. My mother, old Jewish woman, used to tell us, when it comes to food, if it is fast, it's not good. If it is good, it's not fast. And Never seen something so true. You know, if I would stop in any one of these burger joints and eat something, I would be burping like a pig for the next 24 hours. I literally have to take magnesia to flush that thing out of my system because I get sick. What does he got to do anything with anything? He says that when you and I serve the Lord our God, he's going to bless you with bread. Your bread will be blessed. Your water will be blessed. Amen. Now, I want you to see something here that many people don't see. People say that on the days of the Old Testament, Jesus did not work. What a bunch of fools. Listen to this. Somebody is speaking here. So, you, which means you, Amen. Shall serve the Lord your God. Somebody is telling you to serve the Lord your God. So, he's speaking about the Lord. Isn't that right? So somebody here is speaking to you to serve the Lord your God. Isn't that right? And when you do that, the Lord, the God, the Father, will bless your water and your bread. Then you have a change on things here. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you. It's not the Lord who's taking the sickness away. It is I. I am the good shepherd. I am the door. Huh? I am the truth, the way, and the light. Are you with me here? So who was speaking there? Jesus was speaking there. Because it is his specialty to take sickness away from people who serve God. Say amen.
Amen.
You know, Dr. Julia Wong looked at me and she said, Mister, you have 5 holes on your heart. Oh, glories. She hooked up all that wire in my chest and all that junk, you know, that gummy stuff, you know, and there's a little TV. You know what is that? It's your heart. What a beautiful heart. No time for joke, mister. You got 5 holes on your heart. And I'm listening to her. She said, we're going to have to cut and put plastic. I said, see what? We're going to have to cut and put plastic. The arteries had holes, and she wanted to put plastic arteries. I said, whoa, 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 whoa. Not so fast. Say what? You have holes on the arteries. We have to open your chest, cut the places where the holes are, and put plastic archery. Lady, nobody is going to come onto this chest. Then you're going to die. That's all right. I'm going to heaven anyway. And then we go and go and go and go. You fanatic! Said, lady, if God wanted me to have plastic in my chest, he would have given me at birth. If God did not give me any plastic, there is not going to be any doctor on planet Earth that's going to open me and put plastic inside me. End of story. Needless to say, you fanatic, you blah, 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 blah. You're going to die in 90 days. I told her, baloney. You did not created me. Therefore, you cannot put a tag in my life. Then I quoted her. My Bible says that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by God. So you cannot put a tag on my life. And I'll give you another one. My Bible says that all my days were written in his book before none of them existed. So I'm not going to go anywhere until he says so. And when that time comes, there's no plastic that will keep me alive. I was invited to get over for office. That happened in 1999. 2009, I'm walking into Sam's Club to purchase food. And there she comes. I look at her, Dr. Julia Wong. And she's looking at me. Oh, the crazy preacher. You didn't die. I told you. I told you. And I told her, I went to do my exam, aviation exam, you know, renew my pilot's license. And when they took the picture of my heart, the doctor said, it's good as a child's heart. All the leaking, whatever, whatever, is gone. So you shall serve the Lord your God. That's all he's asking you. Serve him. Huh? When you serve him, he will bless you, bread and your water. And Jesus, as a token of appreciation, will take sickness away from the midst of you. Amen?
Amen.
This is what you should put God in remembrance of. Are you with me here? Hosea chapter 14, verse 2 says basically the same thing. In the book of Hosea, chapter 14, verse 2, is basically the same exact word phrased in a different way. When you come to Jesus, instead of being repeating what the doctors are saying, you better get something substantial to tell God. Like what? Like this. Read it with me. Take
words with you.
And so when you go to God, what you're supposed to take?
Words.
What you're supposed to take?
Words.
Which words? The word of God. You pray the word of God back to him and let God be God. Folks, God doesn't want anyone of you here to be sick. Say amen.
Amen.
God wants you to be happy. God doesn't want you to be walking around repeating what the doctor said. And change the way that you say things. A lot of people, when they sneeze, bless you. I'm already blessed. Well, does blessed people sneeze? They may. So what do I say? By his stripes, I'm healed. I haven't had a cold in so many years. Every time they sneeze, bless you, thank you. By his stripes, I'm healed. Sneeze the second time, by his stripes, I'm healed. Sneeze the third time, Satan, back off, because by his stripes, I'm healed. That's not going to change. And I stop sneezing. That's all. Take words with you. How are you doing, brother? Well, you know, I'm okay. No, life is so tough now. Poor thing. How are you doing? I am blessed and highly favored. I am healthy and wealthy. Y'all listen to me. Develop the habit of speaking the language of faith. But preacher, how can I say that I'm healthy if I'm having pain? Then continue to declare the pain and you have it. Or you can choose to speak the language of faith, bring God's word back to him, speak the word, declare the word, and it shall be established. Faith people don't live by feelings, but we live by faith. Therefore, are you doing, preacher? Blessed and highly favored. Healthy and wealthy also. Can you lend me some money? No. Why? The Bible says I should not lend, I should give. But because you're not there yet, I'm not going to give you anything. Once you start living like I do, then I'll be willing to give you something. Man, this is not Christian. It's biblical. Now, what Christians does is their business. It's biblical. Are you with me here? Take words with you and return to the Lord. Why do I have to return to God? Because you got so swept. He's speaking about what the doctor says. He's speaking about what the neighbors says. That you forgot your God. Turn back to God. My name is saying I have cancer. Good. Keep it. I don't want it. Then you stop talking that you have cancer. But the doctor said, here's somebody that is bigger than the doctors that is saying, by his stripes, you are healed. Here's somebody bigger than the doctor that says, I am the God or the Lord who healeth thee. The language of faith can change the curse of your life. Say amen. I'm going to wrap up today. And I want you to read with me. Romans 8:11. Are you ready for this? Let's read it. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to through His Spirit who dwells in you. Say, God, I want the Holy Ghost. I want Him to dwell within me. So He can give life to my body. Say it again. God, I want the Holy Ghost to dwell within me at all times. So He can give life to my mortal body. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The rest of you that needed to be prayed for, I want you to put your hands right where the pain was or the sickness was. The rest of you that I didn't call, the Lord didn't call, I'm going to pray for you right now. After you heard the word of God, I want you to declare the word of God so it can be established. I want you to learn to speak the language of faith so God can reach out to you and change your life completely. Put your hands right now, whatever the pain is, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the tendency to stroke. In Jesus' name, right now. In the name of Jesus, right now, I command the demon of stroke back off and get out. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I command the nervous breakdown. Get off. Back off. Get out. And stay out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, right now, we come into agreement. We bind the strong man, and we spoil his house. In the name of Jesus, we command the captives of diseases and sickness be free in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command every dormant part of the body be back to life. Be restored in the name of Jesus. I command the persecution. Get out. And all the clots clogging the arteries in the name of Jesus. Be unclogged. All the clot be dissolved in the name of Jesus. And Father God, everything that is not good and perfect according to the will of God, I command it to be restored back to life, back to normal, in the name of Jesus. I see a fractured bone being put together. I command the fractured bone to be mended back together quickly, speedily, in the name of Jesus. I command the swollenness of bones to be gone, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And all the clots on the arteries to be dissolved in the name of Jesus. Father God, you are the God of gods. You're the God who says and does. And we bless your name for the healing of your people. And we bring your word back to you. You told us in Jeremiah 33:6 that you will bring health to our bodies. We want our health and our healings, as you said in Jeremiah 33, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God.